Information Security and IS Governance, Chapter 7, Cyber Fraud. We'll have the main contents as Introduction to Cyber Fraud and Components of Fraud Risk Management. Cyber Fraud. With the advances in information technology, most organizations have moved from transactions to payment cards and to electronic channels like ATMs, e-banking, mobile banking, and the fraudsters have also moved into this space. A need is therefore felt to have an industry-wide framework on fraud governance with particular emphasis on tackling electronic channel-based frauds. Earlier, you know, cyber heists or before having the cyber frauds, the fraud used to happen or bank looting used to happen by using guns, and there used to be a robbery on the bank's vault and money used to be siphoned off by using force. Nowadays, a fraudster does not require guns, ammunition, or heavy infrastructure to rob a bank. They can simply use vulnerabilities existing in the various gateways like SWIFT banking fraud, which happened in Bangladesh, wherein crores of rupees and billions of dollars were theft from the Reserve Bank of Bangladesh, which received funds from the World Bank just by using vulnerabilities existing in the SWIFT banking gateways. Hence, and this money which has been siphoned off also gets transferred electronically to multiple bank accounts of the fraudsters. Such kind of electronic-related cyber activities are also not nowadays concentrated via geographical locations. A bank here in Mumbai can be robbed off by hackers sitting in Philippines or sitting in Russia or maybe certain other nation states like South Pakistan and China. Hence the need that a governance model to be built around cyber fraud, especially with organizations handling financial transactions and financial activity. Definition of a cyber fraud: it is a deliberate act of omission or commission by any person carried out in the course of an organizational transaction or in the books of accounts maintained manually or under computer systems in organizations, resulting into wrongful gain to any person for a temporary period or otherwise, with or without any monetary loss to the organization. Cyber fraud is a very vast subject, and it keeps on including different modules, different ways, different methodologies adopted to do a cyber fraud. Cyber fraud might be intentional, unintentional, state-sponsored, and in fact can be done by script kiddies just for the sake of their knowledge and having the enjoyment deriving from unavailability of services. Cyber fraud does not materialistically imply that there are monetary losses and even a fraud which can exist, which can result into no monetary loss, will also affect the same. Talking of fraud prevention practices, a strong internal control framework is the strongest deterrence for frauds. The Fraud Risk Management Department, along with operations support groups, continuously review various systems and controls to remove gaps, if any, and to strengthen the internal control framework. Cyber fraud is very much different from typical fraud scenarios which have been practiced in the wild, and the control framework, hence used to detect and deter cyber fraud, have to be very robust. The general fraud risk management practices, be it in the case of capital fraud or market fraud or sales fraud or claims fraud or some certain other departmental related frauds, would be very different and might be caused due to individual person's influence or affluence on certain decision making processes. There are lot many transactions which have been happening and cyber frauds happening due to insider threats. Insider threat management and insider weakness and less amount of training of related to cyber frauds and cyber risks also give rise to cyber frauds. Fraud prevention practice should be very global in nature, and there should be a very stringent mechanism to detect and deter cyber frauds. There have been cases wherein a cyber fraud has taken place and the organization was never aware that it was a cyber fraud, and it has resulted in huge financial losses. In a very recent statistics, Indian economy also loses a hefty amount of sum due to cyber fraud practices. both the banking financial sector as well as the other sectors are affected by cyber frauds. Talking of fraud vulnerability practices. Fraud vulnerability practices are assessments which cover channels of the organization such as branches, internet, ATM and phone connections as well as international branches if any. We are concentrating over here for a banking network as a case scenario for the fraud scenarios. During the course of vulnerability assessment, all the processes are assessed based on the fraud risk. Mystery shopping is an important constituent of vulnerability assessment. Transactions are introduced in live scenarios to test the efficacy of controls. The controls which are reviewed in fraud review councils must be also be placed together in front of the such councils. Assessments in the banking network, likes of ATM assessments and the phone connection networks and the internet connectivities for banking transactions is very must. There have been various cases that vulnerability exists on ATM machines, and there have been scenarios where ATM machines have got struck because of some malware and they have completely replenished all the money inside the ATM machine to the outside of the machine. This might result in huge financial losses to any economy. Banking network is also very well connected to international branches. It has been seen that the SWIFT networks or international transactional networks have been core of the different monetary responses as well as siphoning money from the cyber fraud activities. With the rise of blockchain and e-tokens and various bitcoins, the resultant of financial fraud has now moved from traditional money to e-money or Bitcoin networks. Mystery shopping is basically where certain methodologies are adopted, where we're trying to basically test the processes which are handling the data are very robust and the secrecy of the clients is maintained. If, for example, you were to go to buy any fixed deposit or any financial transaction to a branch and somehow your information or your financial information got leaked to the outside world and you were approached by competitor banks for that particular financial service you were opting for. For example, we have seen a lot many cases of loans or car loans or home loans. You tried to basically investigate or look after a certain product which you would have availed for on the car loans. You approached the bank A and you approached the branch of the particular bank A. You gave your details to the branch of bank A only. But before you could reach back your home and do a complete assessment about the product you are going to avail, you were approached by bank B for availing the similar kind of product. Somehow this information got leaked from bank A's branch to bank B. This might be an activity of fraudsters, as the bank B would be a genuine bank or maybe a fraudster. This kind of activity which gets detected when we do mystery shopping kind of drills and try to investigate as to who all systems and who all processes and who all personals are employed in and handling the customer data. Data leakages happen not just nowadays offline but also online. Lots of security practices and privacy options are available on the end user's discourse, likes of using incognito mode browsing while surfing financial websites. Also, using a dedicated window for dedicated Chrome tab for banking transactions is a must. Various applications have different types of vulnerabilities, and these vulnerabilities get the hands-on guys or the fraudsters basically are looking at such vulnerabilities to exploit for their own benefit. Review of new products and processes. While controlling or fraud prevention includes like no new product or process should be introduced or modified in an organization without the approval of control groups, likes of compliance, audit, information security, and fraud risk management groups. The fraud risk management is a key pillar to each and every step the business is taking. There might be certain fraudulent practices that could be practiced for a new banking or new business line of business issued by banking and financial sector. The business looks at after the benefits and the gains in the and to basically gain a first mover's advantage for a new area of product, but they are very much negligent about the frauds which might open up in case such a kind of a scenario. It's just not the banking and financial sector which are affected by cyber frauds. Nowadays we see a lot of online businesses which are going up, and the businesses are driven by IT. Likes of e-cab aggregators, likes of e-food aggregators, and e-tailers, likes of Amazon, Flipkart, e-cab aggregators like Ola, Uber. There are so many businesses nowadays which are thriving on online presence and their mobile app presence. Cyber fraudsters are very vigilant, and they would try to keep a track of what all finances you are storing in each such wallets and certain transactions which you are making very frequently. E-food aggregators likes of Swiggy, Zomato, and Uber Eats are also possible of having such kind of financial frauds. The main business process of e-cabs or e-tailers or e-food chains or food suppliers is different than of my maintaining your financial information. It is therefore end user's responsibility to avert their cyber fraud and should not store critical information like credit card and banking information on such systems. The product or process needs to be analyzed for fraud vulnerabilities and fraud loss limits to be mandated wherever vulnerabilities are noticed. It is upon the due diligence of the fraud risk management process, of which the cyber risk management is a key component, to evaluate every product and every business process from a fraud angle. Fraud is, as I said, is just not external, it might be internal, and there would be internal maker-checker concepts which are getting defeated, and fraudulent activities are given into the hands of the decision makers. Fraud loss limits. All residual or open risks in products and processes need to be covered up by setting fraud loss limits. Fraud loss limits is basically to ensure that we are open and subject to certain fraud which can be monitored regularly by a fraud risk management group, and a review needs to be undertaken with respect to business groups when the fraud loss amounts reaches 90% of the limit set. As a business, we should be very much vigilant about certain frauds which might be happening, or certain false positive frauds which the fraud management might consider as a fraud but might not be a fraud due to certain business constraints. Such constraints should stringently follow the practice of the open fraud loss limit. The key risk indicator in the fraud risk management is the loss limit. The KRI, or the key risk indicator in fraud scenarios, should be monitored on a continuous basis. As a set of fraud, when keeps on happening, also gives rise to the awareness of such fraud to other fraudsters. The channels of communication between fraudsters are very open and are very fast in nature. If fraudster A has found a way or found a loophole, then in a particular transactional system, he might influence fraudsters B, C, D, and E, and many others to follow the same practice and bring down their entire business operations. Fraud can lead to a huge business loss and is of critical importance. In case it is difficult to set the limit of fraud loss, a limit on the total number or total value of frauds must be defined. Root cause analysis. All fraud cases above rupees 10 lakh and cases where a unique modus operandi is involved should be reviewed immediately after such a fraud is detected. The findings should be used to redesign products and processes and remove the gaps so that they do not reoccur. Frequent business analytics and review of what all changes are being made to the business processes should be kept a track of. Many a times it is the business analytics team or the MIS reports which bring out certain cases which may arise suspicion and could lead to a fraud investigation. All fraud cases above 10 lakh and cases where the unique modus operandi is involved are to be addressed immediately. And as I said, you know, the financial fraud is just not in terms of just the financial sector or BFSI sector. It is on other e-tailers, e-commerce and online businesses also. Data information or system security. E-commerce systems have security features such as separate transaction passwords, two-factor authentication, multi-channel process for registering pays, upper limit on transaction value, SMS or OTP alerts to customers, etc. These are basically key fraud prevention practices to avoid the fraudsters. But sometimes we have seen that these two-factor authentications, SMS or OTPs have been leveraged or have been used to commit more frauds by fooling the existing user of such key steps taken up to prevent the fraud. That is being case, it defeats the entire purpose of fraud prevention and gives rise to much more frauds in the modus operandi for small thefts or even large number of thefts. Cyber theft is a key to be noted that it is just the mechanism of online stealing data of end customers and making the need as soon as possible of that customer's confidential information. Hence, it is also necessary that customers' confidential information and other data or information is secured adequately in a secure position and to ensure that the fraudsters do not access to perpetuate and do fraudulent transactions using the customer's confidential information. There have been many guidelines put forward for protecting customers' confidential information. Such guidelines and compliances like PCI DSS for card data, HIPAA for health data of end customers, and other standards like ISO, NIST, and National Criticality Infrastructure have been already given by all of them. Financial regulators like RBI, IRDAI, and SEBI also keep on pushing various guidelines and notifications to ascertain that customers' confidential information is well protected. Nowadays, it's a trend that it's just not the financial loss, but also the data loss, which can impact the reputation of an online business to a large extent. And hence, the fraudsters are not just after the financial money, but also they are also focusing on huge customer base informations to steal. And such information they can sell on dark web or somewhere which is also known as the dark link. What dark web and dark link or dark net is the place wherein the fraudsters communicate and sell critical data, bitcoins and other kind of fraudulent activities. Always the cyber police or the cyber crime investigators have a very frequently review these kind of networks and these kind of sites to detect any fraud which might have happened to your organization. Know your customer or KYC and know your employees or vendors is KYE. A strong process enables organizations to prevent unscrupulous elements from gaining entry into organizations' environments and carry out fraudulent transactions. We should always maintain the latest information about the customers, be it information, mobile number or other personally identifiable information. Hence, KYC exists as a process of having the customer data updated. It has been mandated by various guidelines by the governments as well as the regulators to maintain KYC data up to date from time and again. In case of failure of KYC data, unavailability of services, especially to banking sector, has been mandated. Organizations have to implement strong procedures to carry out due diligence of potential customers. Not just customers, but also employees and vendors before they are enrolled. Strong procedures of due diligence such as background verifications, police verifications, identity verification, and credential verification is very much required. There have been cases where employees have been employed or staffs have been employed into critical infrastructures without doing proper background checks, and they might have leaded into internal insider threat and insider frauds. Insider frauds are deliberate frauds with an attempt either by cyber espionage or by nation-state cyber attack groups.